Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Scott Kirzner.
And now, let's talk about pulses.
But not the one you take by feeling your wrist. Pulses are also a category of food that includes beans, lentils, chickpeas. They're members of the legume family.
And they are sizzling hot, in the dietary world. Oh my gosh, is it Pun Monday? Food Pun Monday? But we're going to hear from Carrie Goldberg about this. She's co-host of WBUR's Common Health Blog. Hello, Carrie.
Hello, Meghna. And yes, if you've never heard of pulses before, I was in the same boat until just recently, but then they kept crossing my radar. Screen. Like, did you know the UN has officially declared 2016 the International Year of the Pulse?
Actually, I didn't know that.
I think most of us do not. And the website Forkful.com calls pulses one of the hottest food trends of 2016.
So when the federal government put out these new dietary guidelines last week, they had to mention pulses, right?
They did, although not in so many words, but twice at the very top of their recommendations, they said that people should eat more peas and beans, both as part of eating more vegetables and also getting more non-meat protein.
So they're basically a superfood, which I might add, my mother, my grandmother, my great-grandmothers, my great-great-great-grandmothers. Okay, you get the point.
We get
the good people of the East and South Asia have known for a long time.
They have, and so have nutritionists. By the way. So here's Linda Antonora. She's a registered dietitian in the Nutrition Wellness Service at Brigham and Women's Hospital.
It's great to see that they're getting the recognition, and they're chock full of nutrition. They're just loaded. They're a plant-based protein. They're high in fiber. They're low in saturated fat. The fat is not great for us. They're loaded with a variety of vitamins and minerals. So they're just really a powerhouse of nutrition.
So they're really good, and they're hot, hot, hot. And part of the convergence that's making them so trendy now is that they're also good for the environment, actually. They enrich the soil by fixing nitrogen rather than depleting the soil. Now, there's some controversy around the new U.S. dietary guidelines because there's this growing consensus that what we eat should be grown sustainably, and the new guidelines don't mention that. But a big consensus conference on food that was held here in Boston this fall did conclude that what we eat should be green, so to speak, greenly grown, and pulses fall into that category.
Okay, so if they're so hot, the obvious question to me is, why aren't we eating more of them? It's not about the price, right? We're not talking about how do we get more truffles into our diet.
No, the opposite. They're super cheap. And I think probably the biggest reason we're not eating more pulses, well, I asked Dr. Michael Greger. He's the founder of a really popular nutrition website, Nutrition Facts, and he's the author of a new book, How Not to Die.
Probably the kind of the number one reason is the kind of fear of flatulence.
So it's an awkward topic, but, you know, he's a plain speaker. And by the way, as he talks, when you hear him thumping in the background, he's speaking from his treadmill. He's quite a health enthusiast, and that's where he does a lot of his work.
I hope you don't take my laughter as me having like a five-year-old moment, like, he said flatulence. But truly, I mean, people might be avoiding pulses for that reason. Isn't it a real
yes,
concern?
It is a real concern. But, you know, he says that often these fears of flatulence aren't even realized. He cites a study that added a half a cup of beans to people's diets, and it found that most people didn't even have any symptoms. Or if they did, they diminished by the second week of the study. And he also says, by the way, that the average person passes gas 14 times a day. That's a fun little fact to, you know and share. So it's not as if we can expect to be gas-free.
It's important to realize that intestinal gas is normal, it's healthy, so it may have some social implications, but, you know, no less an expert than Hippocrates himself, the father of medicine, was attributed as saying passing gas is necessary to well-being.
Hippocrates,
yes,
of course.
But now, the social implications, granted, those can be important to us.
Yes. So let's talk about more practical strategies. Indian cuisine, don't they use spices that reduce gas?
They do.
And I know I've heard about soaking beans overnight before you use them in a recipe.
Yes. And Linda Antonora at the Brigham says that the key is to pour off the soaking water, because some people think that you should keep the water because it contains nutrients, but it leaches out the indigestible sugars that make pulses produce gas, so it's actually better to pour it off. I asked her to explain that chemistry.
There's some natural carbohydrates in these foods, these pulses, and we just don't have the enzyme in our bodies to break that down, so sometimes these undigested components get into part of our gut, and bacteria feed off that and can contribute some kind of gas symptoms or bloating.
So it's not your gas, it's your bacteria's gas, actually. She has a few more tips. If you buy canned beans, you want to rinse them very well. And when you do your soaking, you can add like a pinch of baking soda into the soaking water. That could help. And she says, if you start eating more pulses, you need to go slow to give your body time to adjust, because people can sometimes get a little overenthusiastic.
They hear about a food group, a pulse in this case, and they say, oh, I'm going on a bandwagon. And they go from never having it to having a lot of it. And then the body's like, what's happened here? So I think just being gradual is a great strategy.
And she also says it can help to eat slowly and to chew thoroughly, kind of pre-digesting.
So, Carrie, if I think about when I tend to eat pulses, it's like when I grab a falafel sandwich for lunch or maybe when I get Indian takeout. So I love here that the federal government and the UN are telling me to do more of that. Mm-hmm. But I wonder, is part of the issue that pulses just aren't part of the American cook's standard repertoire? You know, you can't throw them on the grill when you're tailgating.
Yeah, it's true, Scott. And it's weird because they've been staples since really ancient times, especially in Meghna's family.
Yes.
And of course, the Mediterranean diet does have plenty of beans and chickpeas and such. But in general, you know, I think, not to be cynical, but pulses don't tend to have these big, strong lobbies pushing for them. Like, critics are saying that the latest American dietary guidelines aren't tough enough on meat, for example, because of politics. And I mean, there is the USA Dry Pea and Lentil Council, but that's not exactly a household word. Like, you don't see ads saying, got lentils?
You don't see those ads.
No.
But we should also mention there's this recent data about how eating pulses can help with weight loss, even if you're not reducing the total amount of calories you're consuming.
Right. That's one more appeal. And Dr. Michael Greger wrote recently about a study that found you can lose weight by eating more if what you eat more of is beans.
So they had two groups, one eating more food, adding these extra beans to their diet, and the others ate less, caloric restriction, cutting down on the quantity of food, and it was actually more effective eating more food, adding food to the diet, because they're eating such healthy things.
So that made me think, you know, I'd much rather make a resolution this year to eat more pulses than make one more resolution to drop a few pounds. So I asked Dr. Greger about that.
That would be a fantastic New Year's resolution. It's one of the healthiest foods, and it helps you kind of crowd out some of the less healthy options, which is basically almost everything else in the diet.
So this weekend, I went out and I bought a whole bunch of lentils and black-eyed peas and split peas, and there they are in my kitchen.
And they do make great veggie burgers, so you can throw them on the grill. Just saying.
Yes, you can.
You can do that. I also feel like this interview makes me want to go out and buy a treadmill that I can do all my interviews from.
True. You lose even more weight, and your beans could power you.
Thump, thump, thump. Carrie Goldberg is the co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog. You can find a link to her piece on pulses at radioboston.org. Thanks, Carrie.
You're welcome.